Generously, Father, the Honourable Minister, pray with every child and also to us at the Shri Shimad, his divine grace, to the A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami, to the Prabhupada, Kijan, Manantiko Devaish, to the Kijan, Namacharya, to the Hare Stakur, Kijan, Iskan Kandra Charya, to the Prabhupada, Kijan, Prince Gahoshi Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shri Vasati Gaur, Bhaktivinoda Kijan, Shishi Radha Krishna Govina, Salakum, Radha Kum, Gigo Vadanki, Jam, Shivadavanaki, Jam, Shivadavanaki, Jam, Gangamaki, Jam, Jamunamaki, Jam, Tulsi Devi, Jam, Bhakti Devi, Jam, Samaveda Bhakti Devi, Jam, Transcendental Confusion, Jam, Harinam, Sankirtan, Jam, Gaur Premanandi, Gaur Samadavati, Gaur Samadavati, Gaur Samadavati, Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 So this morning I've written Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 22, Volume Maharaj surrenders his life, text number 3. Bibhemi
Bibhemi
Naham
Naham
Niraya
Niraya
Padachuto
Padachuto
Na
Na
Pasha
Pasha
Bandhat
Bandhat
Vyasana
Vyasana
Duratya
Duratya
Nayavarta
Nayavarta
Pujad
Krishna
Bhavato
Bhavato
Vinigrahat
Vinigrahat
Asadhu
Asadhu
Vadhat
Vadhat
Purusham
Purusham
Majajis.
Nidaya padachito. Na pacha bandhanya samadurajaya. Vata kicha bhavato vinigraha. Asarvada krishna mukti jayata. Vibhinaha mirayat padachito. Na pasha bandhanya samadurajaya. Naivata krishna bhavato vinigraha. Asarvada vishamudhijayata.
I do fear. No. Not.
Aham.
I.
Nirayat.
From a position in hell.
Padachyuta.
Nor do I fear being deprived of my position.
Nor.
Pashabandhat.
From being arrested by the ropes of Varuna.
Vyasanat. Nor from the distress.
Dratyayat.
Which was unbearable for me.
Na. Nor.
Eva. Certainly.
Arthapritchat.
Because of poverty. Or scarcity of money.
Bhavata.
Of your lordship.
Vinigrahat.
From the punishment I now am suffering. Asadu vadat.
From defamation.
Brisham. Very much.
Udvijay.
I become anxious.
Yata. As.
Translates in purport by His Divine Grace. Silroba ki.
Jaya.
I do not fear being deprived of all my possessions, living in hellish life, being arrested for poverty by the ropes of Varuna, or being punished by you, as much as I fear defamation. Purport. Although Bali Maharaj fully surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he could not tolerate being defamed for cheating a Brahmana Brahmachari. Being quite alert in regard to his reputation, he thought deeply about how to prevent being defamed. The Lord, therefore, gave him the good counsel to prevent defamation by offering his head. A Vaishnava does not fear any punishment. Narayana Parasarve Akutushchana Bidviti, Srimad Bhagavatam 6:17:28. Om Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So Bali Maharaj didn't want to experience this dishonor by disrespecting this Brahmana Brahmachari, Lord Vamanadeva. So he did the right thing. He surrendered fully to the Lord. Not an easy thing. He was the leader of the whole universe. He conquered. So now everything is being taken away. Very difficult. It's like sometimes people are very wealthy, multimillionaires. Everything is taken away. And it's very painful. Prabhupada tells of one instance of one person who was a follower of Gandhi, and he told Gandhi, listen, I'll just supply Lakshmi for you, I'll give money for you for the project. And he said, no, I don't want your money, I want you. Because he was a lawyer working for the British, so that's how he was making his money. But he said, no. Give up this service to the British, I want you. So he did. A very wealthy person. But Prabhupada said that he died within a year because he gave up all this wealth for this freeing India from the British. But he couldn't handle it. So here, Bali Maharaj, he gave, I can't imagine, you know, he just had everything that one could possibly want, just gave it up. So Krishna, he says to Yudhisthira, yasyaham anugrahami harishetatanamshana. To show special mercy to my devotee, I take everything away. So this is the mercy that was shown to Bali Maharaj. Everything was taken away. But what was the result? He got Krishna. And he got a whole planet. A whole planet. And in that planet, Lord Vamanadeva, he was the doorkeeper. Amazing. Amazing that relationship there. So he got a spiritual planet, actually, the pole star. Indra, he got his kingdom back, but that's just material. So Bali Maharaj, he came out way ahead. He got the association of Lord Ramadev for the rest of his life. I don't know how long that was. And he got a spiritual planet. So he came out way ahead. So when one surrenders to Krishna, one comes out way ahead. There was one commentator on the Bhagavad Gita who, upon translating this verse, Sarvamam Pratyajamamekam Saranam Vrita, in his commentary, he says, Krishna is asking for too much. But this fool doesn't know that if one surrenders to Krishna, you get Krishna. So you come out way ahead. So many translations of Bhagavad Gita, even Gandhi, he said it's the five Pandavas, they're the senses. Kurukshetra, that's the body. He just thought it wasn't true. Mythology, the whole pastime, Krishna speaking to Arjuna and the battle and everything to Sarvas. Not true. And one big translator, he also said, it's not unto Krishna that one surrenders, but unto the unborn within Krishna. So there's a difference. So, therefore, Srila Prabhupada, he called his
Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita as it is. Because Prabhupada had love for Krishna, and therefore he didn't change it. So all these other Bhagavad Gitas, they can be called Bhagavad Gita as it isn't. Because they're not given the real message. There's no love. There's no love. It's like if you have a very good friend, and your friend asks you to give a message to another friend, because there's love there, you won't change it. But if there's no love, then one can change very easily. So we're very fortunate. We have the Bhagavad Gita as it is, and the Srimad Bhagavatam as it is, and giving us direction on how to surrender. This is the goal, to surrender to Krishna. Not an easy thing. Polymorph kind of makes it look easy. But it's not easy. The Vedas have described what is surrender. Anapriyasya sankalpa, pratikriyasya vajna, rakshishi titi visvashi gokriptesha. That to accept things favorable for devotional service. This is the first aspect of surrender. And there's so many things that we're doing daily by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. He's set up our process very nicely. So the first thing we do in the morning, we're doing something very, very favorable. And that's chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Iti sadasakam nama kali kanasanasam nata paratavarn sarvadeshi vishite. That if one wants to get free of all the contamination of the age of Kali and counteract all the sins of this age, there is no alternative but to chant Hare Krishna. So this is the most important of all the favorable things that we can do to advance in Krishna consciousness is this chanting of Hare Krishna. One time a reporter asked Srila Prabhupada, what is the result of chanting Hare Krishna? And Prabhupada said, I have no fear. Mm-hmm. Just like here, Bali Maharaj, his only fear was defamation. Didn't fear anything else but defamation. Prabhupada had no fear. Mm-hmm. No fear. And this is the result of taking seriously Krishna consciousness. Of course we should fear. Prabhupada said, my disciples, they have two diseases. One, they are not enough afraid of Maya. So we should have a big fear of Maya. And the other is that we like to change things. Always liking to change things. It's like one devotee suggested to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, our society is such a nice movement. It's so nice. And it can grow so much if instead of having four regular principles, we have three regular principles. No gambling, no intoxication, no meat eating, boss.
Oh.
Stop. The Prabhupada said no. But Prabhupada, we could grow to it, it could be such a big society. I'm not interested in having many flickering stars. If I can get one moon, then moon is a success. One pure devotee is a success. So then Prabhupada told him, if you want to have that, then you can go start your own movement, start your own society. So this is, Prabhupada, this is one of our diseases. But, yeah, we should fear mine. Vitaraga Vaya Pura Unmayama Pashta Bhavo Yanaka Putun Bhava Bhavata. Krishna says, being freed from attachment, fear, and anger, being fully absorbed in many, many persons in the past, have become purified by knowledge and thus attained. In this verse, Krishna is trying to encourage us that many, many persons in the past have become purified. So there's hope. So Vitaraga Vaya, being freed from attachment, this is a big challenge. We're so attached to things of this world. Whatever it is that we're attached to, that's what we think of. That's what we think of. So we're trying to train our minds and our hearts and intelligence to become attached to Krishna. And if we can become attached to Krishna, then at the time of death, we'll think of Krishna. We're the architects of our future. So we're trying to mold our existence in such a way that we're able to think of Krishna at the time of death. Attachment to fear. Most people, they fear instability. There's fear. How will I be able to continue? Big anxiety. There's one interesting incident that took place many years ago in Miami. Just to show how Krishna says in this verse that it's possible. Many, many persons in the past have become purified. So it's possible for us also. So to exemplify this, in Miami, I joined in Miami. There was one householder family, husband, wife, and a couple of sons. And they were doing a lot of service for the temple. Very nice. He was a doctor. And she got cancer. And we all felt bad that this was happening to this nice lady. So all of us brahmacharis, we go to their house maybe three times a week. We'd have bhajan. Try to encourage. One night we were there and it looked like she was going to leave her body soon. But we all had service, we had to get back. A couple hours after we left, she said to her husband, she's laying on her bed there. She says to her husband, "Do you see him?" He says, "Do I see who?" "Krishna. He's standing right in front of me. And he's calling me. But you're my husband. Should I go?" Very chaste lady. Yeah, go. Go. Closed her eyes in a few minutes, left her body. Went back home. Hurry. So it's possible. And so many devotees are leaving their bodies now in Vrindavan, in Mayapur. They're going back home. So it's possible. You may think, how is it possible? Go back home. But yeah, possible. We just have to be very sincere and serious. Mm-hmm. These two words are very similar. Serious. honest and sincere. Mm-hmm. So I decided to look them up and say, what do these words mean? What's the difference? Sincere means genuine. Genuine desire. Savayam jan paro dharma yato bhakyo. The supreme occupational duty for all mankind is that by which one can engage in loving service to Krishna. And such service must be uninterrupted and unmotivated. That's the definition of sincere. No motivation other than to please Krishna. Very difficult. Yeah. Generally, everybody has some motivation. And even when we join this movement, there's some motivation. Chaturvidhavajantemam janasukutam arpagiyasa arpagyanitam arpagyasa. Many join because stress, a lot of distress in the material world. Here, just generally, Krishna, serve Krishna. Don't have to go out and work a 9-to-5 job, less anxiety. Don't have to worry about food. Sarasanga Nam Kirtan Bhagavat Shravan Matura Vashima Tura Shivhaya Shiva. These are the five most important things that will help us in our journey back to Krishna. Sarasanga, association with devotees. Krishna has sent so many wonderful devotees to associate with that help us. That give us guidance in our journey back to Krishna. So association is so important. So how to associate? Those who are first coming to Krishna consciousness, we give them some guidance. Those who are in our equal, we create friendships, and those who are more advanced, we render service to them. And those who are not familiar with Krishna at all, then we go out and we try to introduce Krishna to them. In Kali Yuga, it's difficult Prabhupada said the profession of the neophytes is to bicker. You know this word bicker? Bicker means to fight over little things. Little things. So the profession of the neophyte. No, we have to be very tolerant. Very friendly, very tolerant. So sadhusanga, namkirtan, chanting the names of Krishna. And there's quality. Prabhupada said that if we chant 16 rounds a day and we follow the four regular principles, Prabhupada said, I guarantee you, you go back to Krishna. But there's quality to that chanting. We have to chant attentively. You know, there's the 10 offenses, but this is one of the main offenses that we commit, inattentive chanting. And maintaining material attachments, even after understanding so many instructions. This is another big one. Mm-hmm. It means control. Controlling the mind, controlling the senses. Not an easy thing. I may have said this before, but we have new people here. It's something worth repeating. Bhakti Tirtha Swami, he had a very nice way to focus his mind while chanting Hare Krishna. Mm-hmm. When he would chant and he found that he was inattentive, he would stop and back up one or two beats just to check the mind. Because we all know the mind goes and it just goes here and goes there and goes there. It's all over the place. Yeah. We all have the experience. But as soon as you notice that it's not hearing the mantra, then you stop. Back up one or two beats and go. This checks the mind. Sansayam Mahabhava Manodra Nagrahamja Abhyasanatakunta Vairagini Chikriyate. When Arjuna told Krishna that, Krishna, this process you mentioned, it's impossible because the mind is chanchala, it's flickering. Mara Krishna, Pamati, the mind is mad. Bhagava, it's very strong. Dridham, it's determined to control it. There's more difficult than to control the wind. So Krishna says, it is undoubtedly very difficult to control the mind, but possible by constant practice and detachment. So this is a very pragmatic way to focus the mind again on the holy name. Give it a try tomorrow morning. Give it a try. Or today if you still have Ramsar. I told this to one devotee. He came to me the next day. He said, Vita, I did what you said, and yesterday, or this morning, I chanted the best rounds I ever chanted. So it works. It's good. I've been doing it for years. Really. It really helps. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said, the reason it's difficult to control the mind, because the mind is a non-devotee. Now, we all know we're not supposed to associate with non-devotees, right? We hear that all the time. But we have a non-devotee very close to us. And it's a problem. So this is why it's difficult to hear attentively, because the mind doesn't want to hear it. So we got to kind of preach to the mind. I know you don't want to hear the holy name, but we're on a new program now. If you don't hear attentively, we're going to chant more. Okay? Yeah? All right. So, yeah, this is the key, actually, to hear attentively. Then what is the mood when we're chanting? Prabhupada said, like a baby crying out to the mother. The child, baby, is completely dependent on the mother. Right? So we should feel completely dependent on Krishna. And he also said that we should chant with the mood of, please, Krishna, accept me again. Please accept me again as your servant. So this is the process, this is the key to entering into the spiritual world again, is this chanting of Hare Krishna. But we got to do it sincerely. Inattentive japa is a major problem. The worst I ever saw was, believe it or not, in Mayapur. One devotee was chanting japa while he was playing soccer with some other devotees. Imagine that. Playing soccer, he's got his bead bag, he's got his beads, and he's running around the field playing soccer while chanting his japa. Another time I saw a devotee, he was watching a movie. On television, chanting his job. I said, Prabhu, this is not very pleasing to Krishna. He's trying to chant job when you're watching a movie. He said, Vijay, it's the only way we chant my job. In other words, he didn't have a big taste for the holy name. So this is something we should pray for. Pray for a taste for the holy name. So we're not thinking of all these other things. We're thinking of Krishna. We're praying for service. You know, we chant our Krishna, we're praying for service. Mm-hmm. So pray for this attention, for this taste, this ruchi for the Holy Name. So to accept things favorable, chanting the Holy Names, associate with devotees, sadhus and enough, Bhagavad Shravan, to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada says in one purport that one can see Krishna on every page of the Srimad Bhagavatam if one hears with rapt attention. But to hear with rapt attention, one has to be pure in mind. To be pure in mind, one has to be pure in action. To be pure in action, one has to be pure in eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. But if one is able to hear in this way with rapt attention, one can see Krishna on every page of the Bhagavatam. Wouldn't that be nice? So it's dependent on these things. It's very interesting that to hear attentively is dependent on our ability to eat purely. Interesting. So generally, at least before we were just like chow down and just eat and just stuff ourselves. But now we're honoring prasadam. It's a seva. It's like Prabhupada, practically 99% of the time, he would eat by himself. Even there was one devotee, he wanted to be in the room, his servant wanted to be in the room when Prabhupada was honoring prasadam. So he set the plate down, and he went towards the door, but then he just sat down. He wanted to be there, because no one was ever with Prabhupada practically. Very seldom was anybody with Prabhupada when he would eat. So the devotee went towards the room and he sat down. And Prabhupada looked up and he said, yes. In other words, like, what do you want? Oh, then he paid the basis and left. So, it was a sale honoring prasadam. Prabhupada saw it as they say to Krishna. So sleeping, Prabhupada, before he would take rest, he would tell his servant, now I'm going to waste time. Don't you must think like that before we take rest? Now I'm going to waste time. Then we're thinking, finally, snooze time. Defending, we depend on Krishna. This is another type of surrender that we accept Krishna as he who will protect me. There was an interesting instance of Prabhupada was walking with many devotees. And they were like in a field. And it was somewhere in India, I forgot where. And there was some youth coming in a car towards the devotees, very fast. And one devotee thought, these crazy kids are gonna hit Prabhupada. So there was maybe about 8 devotees. And one of the devotees, he jumped up and he ran in front of Prabhupada, just in case these people were so crazy that they would do something. They would have to hit me first. So he was fearless. But then just before he hit this devotee, the car, they swirled off to the left. And Prabhupada walked by this devotee and said, very good. He was fearless. So a devotee always feels the protection of Krishna. Krishna will protect me. And then making is only in household body to beget children, Krishna conscious children. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, I would have 100 children if I knew they would be Krishna conscious. Prabhupada had 5 children. How many of them became Krishna conscious? Not one. One was Pharaoh. Vrindavan was Pharaoh. But there was one of them that even sued ISKCON after Prabhupada left. Because he thought it was, he deserved the inheritance of my father. So in court, this son of Srila Prabhupada told the judge, actually, you know, this whole ISKCON society, it was a business movement. Yeah, my father, he just did this as business to make some good money. And he did good. He was a businessman. He wasn't, this spiritual thing, that was just a facade. And the judge said, you rascal. Everybody knows Prabhupada was a saint. So he threw it out of the court. Prabhupada's son, speaking like this, such a rascal. So it's not guaranteed you have a child who will be Krishna conscious. Mm-hmm. It's rare, actually. Kali is so different. Mm-hmm. So, but this is the purpose, is to raise Krishna conscious children. So eating, sleeping, mending, and defending, if we do these things purely, this means pure action. Then we can have a pure mind. Then we can hear the holy name. It's a big challenge. Just to hear nicely. To hear Srimad Bhagavatam nicely. It's not easy. Sometimes I've read a whole page and not one word sunk in. My mind is somewhere else. It's like japa, the mind just doesn't want to hear. And you had that experience, you read a whole page and nothing sunk in. So, Kali Yuga. With practice, we can purify the mind and hear the holy name nicely and hear the message. Prabhupada says in one purport that you could read the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam thousands of times, and each time you read it, you get new insight in the subject matter. This is the Bhagavatam. The Bhagavad Gita. Vaisheshika Prabhu, he has a program called the Chad. Anybody here familiar with Chad? Chad. Chad is a good program. It means chapter a day. Bhagavad Gita. And he got this from Prabhupada. Prabhupada wrote many devotees who were having difficulties in their spiritual life. Read a chapter of the day of Bhagavad Gita. And Vaisheshika Prabhu, you're kind of close friends, so he got me on. So I've been doing this for about 8 years, chapter day. It's fantastic. I mean, the Bhagavad Gita, it's timeless wisdom. So you get more and more. Each time you read it, you get more and more out of it. Yeah. Prabhupada had a very short time with Prabhupada. He said one thing to Vaisheshika Prabhu: read my books. Mm-hmm. That was the only instruction. And he's just absorbed. And not only reading, but he inspires others. He's got this whole program on like reading different books and how many days it takes to read, like the Bhagavatam. He figured it out. If you read 41 pages of the Bhagavatam every day, you'll finish the Bhagavatam in 1 year. So he does this. Chaitanya Charitamrita, you read a certain amount of pages, you read the whole CC in 1 year. All the books, he's figured out how many read, you know, how many days. So he's just like completely absorbed, and he's like one of the most ecstatic devotees. Has he been to Hungary yet?
Yes.
He's been, and a wonderful devotee.
Yeah.
He's just absorbed in Krishna. Yeah. Wonderful. So the more we get absorbed in Krishna, the more we'll also become wonderful. Because Krishna is wonderful. Prabhupada says also in the Gita, that the Bhagavad Gita is the most beautiful thing in the world. And if you read it, you'll become beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
If you distribute it, you become more beautiful. And the people who receive the Bhagavad, they also become beautiful. Why? Because Krishna is the most beautiful person in all of creation. Okay, any questions, comments? Yeah.
Well, thank you very much again. I'm just going to make a comment. It was Vaisheshika.
Yeah, thank you.
You were saying that wax. Sincere comes from a web, which means free from wax, and it was referring to they used to cheat people by selling them marble that was cracked, and the cracks were filled with wax. So sincere was what they would call marble that was free from wax.
Oh,
interesting.
Unalloyed.
Yeah.
Pure.
No,
pure marble.
What you were saying about chanting, about being attentive, I heard one Radhanath disciple was saying that Duke Goswami said that if you make 100 offences when you're chanting, or before you start chanting, then it'll be difficult to be.
If you will?
If you make 100 offences.
100 offences?
If you do anything over 100 offences when you go to chant, then it'll be.
Actually, they're listening in there. I better repeat. They want to hear over there too. So Radhanath Swami said,
his disciple was saying, yeah.
His disciple said,
well, he was quoting Jiva Goswami.
He was quoting Jiva Goswami.
If you make over 100 offenses,
if you make over 100 offenses,
it'll be difficult to be attentive when you chant.
It'll be difficult to be attentive
when you chant. Yeah.
When you chant.
And if you make over 1,000 offenses,
if you make over 1,000 offenses,
then it'll be difficult to follow the four regular principles.
It'll be difficult to follow the four regular principles.
And if you make over 10,000 defenses?
If you make over 10,000 defenses.
Then the holy name will never touch your lips.
Then the holy name will never touch your lips.
Oh.
Wow. Okay. In other words, let's not be inattentive. Let's try to be as attentive. So try this out tomorrow morning, or if you still have some java left today, try this out. You know, if you're inattentive, stop. Back up one or two beats, just to keep on track. We want to keep on track here. We're chanting, to hear and be purified. If we're chanting, we're not hearing, then the effect won't be there. Just like if you're talking to somebody, and the person you're talking to is, he's off, just looking around, you can see that he's not listening to you at all. You feel a little offended, isn't it? You're talking to somebody, we've all had the experience, you're talking to somebody, and then you start daydreaming or something. So, when we're chanting, we're connecting to Krishna. So if we're chanting and we're thinking of something else, then Krishna knows that. It's not good. So we're doing this chanting to please Krishna and to get purified so that we can please Krishna more. Okay? Any other questions or comments? Yeah?
Thank you. Is it enough to be just attentive in this way to reach the stage when we chant?
Is it enough to be just attentive?
And to reach the stage when we chant in separation, which actually...
And to reach the stage of separation
that Lord Chaitanya
taught us.
It automatically will happen, or we have to make a separate effort?
Will it automatically what? Automatically?
Happen this mood to get to this mood, or we have to make separate efforts to?
Will the pure mood automatically come if we're attentive? Well, not only should we be attentive, but we should have the mood of this desire to serve Krishna with no motivation and uninterrupted. So we should pray with that sincerity of purpose, that sincere desire to serve, that mood of chanting attentively, but with the mood of sincerely serving Krishna. So I mentioned to you the definition of sincerity, but I didn't tell you about serious, right? So the definition of serious is thoughtful. So when we're reading Prabhupada's books, we shouldn't read them like a novel. Prabhupada said, when you're reading my books, don't go to the next sentence until you've understood the first sentence. And he told Yamuna, when you're reading my books, you should try to feel. He said, you should try to feel what you're reading. Wow, that's the Prabhupada. I mean, you should really try to understand what Prabhupada's saying. And meditate. Reading Prabhupada's books is also, it's a meditation. There's so many nice things in Prabhupada's books. So try to really let it sink in. Sink into our soul, sink into our mind and our heart. So this is serious. Okay? Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Jai.
Jai.